If it ever might cross your mind to wonder where the Annapolis State House is or what it might look like from a bird's eye view, now all you need is the address and a computer, thanks to internet Uber search engine Google. They have just debuted a new feature that allows users to search for addresses on satellite photographs, making images of everything from your local Main Street to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue available at the click of a mouse. Does hearing that give you a thrill? Or a chill? It's a fun new tool and also a little less privacy. If you've used Google's new map service, give us a call. Tell us what you thought. Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. And our email address is totn@npr.org. Joining us now to tell us more about this technology is Ted Greenwald, a senior editor at Wired Magazine. He joins us from his office in San Francisco. Nice of you to be with us today.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
And what did the Wired offices look like from space?
Well, looks about like any other satellite image that you can imagine. You see buildings, you see streets, you see some vegetation, you see a lot of cars, you can even see a couple of people.
What has Google done here? I mean, before you could, with a little trouble, get these same pictures. This makes it really easy.
Well, Google has, first of all, bought back in October 2004 a company called Keyhole. Keyhole was founded by engineers formerly from Silicon Graphics, which was a big graphics processing company. And they put together a resource basically compiling available, publicly available satellite images and allowing you to zoom in on those images or zoom out and pan back and forth. And Google bought the company and is basically giving away for free the service they used to sell.
Now, how exactly does Google make these images then available and searchable online?
Google has a service called Google Maps, which gives you street maps of an address or a city.
Their version of MapQuest, if you will.
Yeah, very similar to MapQuest. In the right-hand corner of that interface, there's now a link that says satellite, and you click on that link and you get a satellite image that basically covers the same area as the map you're looking at.
Now, what's the point? What can you do with this? Is it just cool?
Well, it is super cool. You sort of feel like you're Superman flying over the landscape. As for what it's good for, in its current form, I think it has limited utility. It's certainly a good complement to the usual map functions. Once you've found where you want to go on a street map, you can actually take a look at the area, which gives you a clearer sense of what you're going to encounter when you get there. I think it's probably very useful for house hunting, for scoping out neighborhoods that you're interested in for whatever reason. Also, I think for recreation planning, if you're going mountain biking or hiking, you might want to look at the route. Vacation planning, you might want to take a look at the house that you're going to rent in Puerto Vallarta.
By the way, if you would like to play with this feature on your computer, you can go to maps.google.com and then click on satellite. Again, maps.google.com, click on satellite. You mentioned checking out neighborhoods and housing. This isn't real time, is it?
No. The maps are, or rather the satellite images are from a variety of sources, and they're thus updated at a variety of different intervals. I think the most recent one they've got up there is 2 months. The oldest one, I think, is around 5 years old. Mm-hmm. Actually, you can go to the Keyhole website, and they'll tell you for each region of the world how old the map is.
Let's get a caller on the line, and Tim is with us from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for having me on your show.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to make a comment. Today we're sitting in my high school English class, and my English teacher had used the website a couple days ago, and she said that she loved it. And so it was pretty cool that she could look down and see her house and see her car sitting right next to her driveway.
So the resolution, obviously, Ted Greenwald, is pretty good.
Well, it varies a great deal. I believe it's in areas of high resolution, it's about 1 meter that you can see. But, you know, in sub-Saharan Africa, it's 150 meters or something like that. So it varies quite a lot.
Mm-hmm. Have you looked up your – go ahead, Tim. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So this is nothing like the National Reconnaissance Office satellites, though.
The resolution's nowhere near as good as the National Reconnaissance Office satellites, the real Keyhole satellites.
Right.
Ted, is that right?
Well, those can, at least the public information is that they can go up to a quarter of a meter. And the government controls that imagery. I think the companies that produce it, like Digital Globe, are only allowed to sell it to the U.S. government. But, you know, as the U.S. government's capabilities get to be, or as those image capabilities get to be greater, eventually that stuff will enter the public domain.
Okay, Tim, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We're talking about Google's new ability to give you a picture of your house from space at the click of your mouse. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's go now to Charlie. Charlie's calling from Scottsdale, Arizona.
Hi there.
Hi.
I lived in Highland Park, a suburb of Los Angeles, and left there in the 1950s. And we have our home on the top of a hill, and the nearest home to that was a quarter of a mile away. And I fired up the other day and looked at that address, and I was astounded to see the buildup in homes on that hill in Highland Park. It was very interesting.
Huh.
I found one thing about the Google Map service that really isn't, that really needs some work. I'm planning to drive from Scottsdale to Grand Rapids, Michigan next week. And I put in those two points and asked for a map, and it gave me all the waypoints, turn here, go 85 miles there, but never once told you where you were.
I see.
So you couldn't tell when you were going to get to Kansas City. So that's kind of useless. But the map thing is astonishing. One other thing,
well,
I looked at a nearby hospital, which just completed a new helicopter pad about 3 months ago, and sure enough, that pad was on the Google satellite photo, so it's very fresh data.
Okay. Charlie, thanks very much.
And let me
just say, any time's a good time to get to Kansas City. So long.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk now with Walter. Walter is calling us from Tallahassee, Florida.
Yeah, my question is, when are they going to update some of the resolutions? Because I was looking at Northwest Arkansas this afternoon. I'm trying to sell a house up there, and I wanted to show somebody the house from the air, and it wouldn't give me any less than, I'd say, about a two-mile resolution.
Yeah, Ted Greenwald, the resolution really different depending on where you're looking.
Yeah, it differs quite a bit, and it all depends on what's available publicly, what the satellites are shooting, what they're selling, and what Google can license from them. They say that they update them every 12 to 18 months. I also have heard that Digital Globe, for instance, although their satellites are shooting pictures all the time, they only actually process those pictures when a paying customer requests them. So it may be that some of these areas aren't covered because no one has paid to have the data processed yet.
Hmm. Walter, we'll work on that for you. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. As Google and other companies continue to develop this kind of service, might applications change? Might it be real-time someday?
Oh, I think very soon you'll see lots of new features from Google. I'm really just guessing here, but it seems so obvious and not that difficult to overlay the current maps onto the satellite images.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually get the street names and municipal boundaries and things like that on the actual image. In fact, Keyhole already sells products that do that. They've got a professional product, sells for about $600, that's optimized for real estate, architecture, insurance, energy, government, defense kinds of applications. But I also think as the web grows and as new services emerge, they can be integrated with satellite images in fantastic ways. And you can kind of get a glimpse of it in thinking about a photo sharing service like Flickr, where people can upload their private photos and index them, and other people can come and search through them with Google-like search engine capability. And, you know, if you could tie things like that in with the larger scale maps, then you could get a ground level view and a very personal view of what's happening in any geographic area.
So you may be able to manipulate the view eventually.
Well, you'd be able to zoom in a sense, and see much more and much more personal views of the ground. But, you know, also this stuff, another thing that Keyhole's professional products do is they map the the satellite images onto topographic data, onto 3D data. So you actually can see the topology of the land, as opposed to just getting a flat two-dimensional representation. You know, that's something that I think is coming in the not-too-distant future. And as far as real-time imagery goes, I really have no idea when you could expect that, but there's certainly no technological reason why you couldn't expect it.
Ted Greenwald, thanks very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Ted Greenwald is senior editor for Wired magazine, and he joined us by phone from his office in San Francisco. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.